you would not have your brand if you didn't have as much integrity as you have.
Mm.
It's crazy. Like, and that's the thing I really want people to get, that like when they see you, they see what you've done, what you've built, and it's only getting bigger and better because of things to come, yeah. like Anti-Spike, things that are here now, Anti-Spike. But I think that people don't recognize how much you've said no to.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yes. I had this feeling this week. I thought, isn't it weird that now that I have 3 million followers, people look at what I've done and kind of dismiss it as I got lucky, versus when I had 100,000 followers, people were like, yeah, keep going, work for it. Now that I've reached that point, I feel like the point of view or the assumption people have is different. Is that just a story in my head, or do you see what I mean?
Oh, okay. I see what you mean, but I want you to
yeah,
express
I think
more
because
about
when
you're
an underdog and you're starting out, yeah. you know, people are behind you. And then once you hit that level, yeah. they're like, oh, she didn't deserve it. So there's a sort of dismissal maybe yeah. a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like for you, I'm curious how this lands. Because you are a woman,
yeah.
because you are so beautiful, and because you mm-hmm. have so much like life and vitality in a space that's so health and wellness, like doctorate.
Biohacker.
Yes, biohacker. Yeah. Like this is what it is. Like there's this thing where it's like, what is she saying?
Mm.
What is she doing?
Yeah.
Like, but that's also the magnetism that you have. And
it's
what
the
you
contrast
do.
That I like as
yes.
well.
Yes. But can you talk a little bit about saying no?
Mm, of course. Well, first of all, I'm such a people pleaser, so it's not easy. It is a muscle. No, I was. Yeah. It's a muscle. But when I started building this project and this Instagram and it started taking off, I felt this new energy come into me, which was sort of like a sort of lioness or mama bear, like, don't you touch my baby. I'm going to rip your head off. And I could feel people coming and be like, hey, do you want to do this collab? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? We could work together. And people's trying to grab and hook into me. But it was so easy to push back. But it was still difficult to actually tell the person no, right? But I could feel inside me, I was like, no, I'm not going to give you everything I've built. Mm-hmm. It's not because you're X or Y person, X or Y brand, that I'm just going to sell you what I've created. I think it just came from within. It was mm-hmm. very clear from the beginning. And it was a choice. And I put so many boundaries in place, even from the beginning of this work. I said, you know, I'm not going to talk about my private life. I'm not going to show my friends. And so I created this kind of protection around the project and around the message. And it extended to more stuff. But saying no is very, very important. I say no 5 times a day. Stuff comes through 5 times a day in my inbox, in my messages. People will get my number. I don't even know who they are. They're like, hey, blah, 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 gave me your number. I'm like, what? This is not okay. And I'd be like, I have a food company. Do you want to do a collab? I'm like, no, babe, I got a full roadmap of stuff I'm doing. Like, I don't need, you know?
Yes.
It's a lot of inbound.
Yes.
And you just have to be like, no, thank you. I really appreciate it. But I got my own stuff going on. And also, it's a very nice position for me to be in. I'm not complaining.
Yes,
it's really
of
good to have opportunities.
Of course.
But also, you just have to say no to so much stuff. Because at every level, there's going to be another opportunity that's going to seem really, really good.
Yes.
Then you have to think, is this aligned with what I'm doing? Is this going to take away any of my freedom or any of my integrity? And what is this for?
Mm.
And I think being a woman, I always assumed I needed other people to validate me. I always assumed, you know, when a powerful man would come and say, what you're doing is pretty cool. Let me help you take it to the next level. I'm going to help you. My first reaction was like, oh, amazing. Thank you. Somebody came to save me. And then I realized they don't actually know more than I do about this. I don't actually need them. And I learned that every day. I don't actually need anybody. If I want to do something, I can find the people. I have the power. It is mine. I don't have to give away my power, my creative power. I built this thing completely by myself. I mean, I worked with amazing people that I chose.
Yeah.
But it's so precious,
mm-hmm.
that little diamond I created. And I want to keep it.
I mean, yeah, it's such a gift to watch, because I think I've been a little leaky with saying yes to stuff. And I think also where I get a little leaky is like wanting to be saved, which you've also really helped me with, where I'm like, oh, I'd love if this happened. And I'm not like insane. It's not like I'm in my bed all day, like waiting for something to happen. But there is a part of me that's like, oh, I want someone to come to me with an offer or something.
You know what I told you the other day? I was like,
what?
Krista, the only offers that are going to come to you are things that you've already done or things that you're not interested in.
Obsessed.
The stuff that you want, nobody will come to you and give it to you. You're going to have to fight for it no matter how successful you get. And the first time I learned this was when my first book came out and I was on the cover of this magazine in the UK. And I thought in my head, oh my God, when this magazine comes out tomorrow, Hollywood is going to call me and be like, oh my God, we love you. Disney is going to call me. National Geographic. I'm going to have all these offers. And so I get up and I go to the corner store to buy the magazine. And then I remember I was sitting on a bench and I was like, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Like, you know, no, Orlando Bloom is not calling me.
Yes.
And I realized in that moment, wow, I will have to keep pushing and fighting and advocating for myself. And the stuff that comes your way is generally stuff that you don't really need.
Wow.
The stuff that you really want, your next level, you will always fight for it.
Yes. And I think that's also too, like the visionary and the creative. Mm-hmm. It's like, I really love that point too, where it's like, the stuff that people are going to come to you with is stuff that you've already done. Is
or
stuff
thought you, about and dismissed yes. or that you don't want to do. Otherwise, you would have done them.
Yes. No. And it's like they're not coming with new, fresh ideas.
No.
Like you have
they're
to.
They're late.
Yes.
You know, like the TSA adapts to any new, I mean, this is a horrible example, but any new horrible thing that happens, TSA is like, okay, now take your shoes off. Okay, now, you know, take the liquids yes. out. They're just, they're reacting to something that's already happened.
Wow.
They're not going to be the visionary ones. Wow. You have to hold that.
Wow.
And at no point will that change. You know, if you had the idea for your business, for your brand, for your content from day one, it's still going to be that same thing on day 5,000. Yeah. But it's tough because at some point you want to be like, come on, I've worked enough. Like somebody give me the thing. Like, you know, come like, on, yeah. HBO.
Yeah, literally, I'm like, come on, God. Yeah. Let's go.
I know. But that doesn't happen.
I know.
It just doesn't. It just doesn't.
And it's better to think that way. I also think too, yes. it's like, because how many areas in our lives, how many areas in my life, how many areas in people's lives that are listening, are we just waiting for someone to save us, someone to apologize to us, someone to do what they said they were going to do, someone to call, someone to apologize, you know what I mean? Whatever mm-hmm. it is. Did I say apologize twice?
I don't even know.
Maybe but I want
please
someone
apologize
to apologize
for
I know,
saying that.
I'm like, someone needs to apologize to me. I'm subconsciously leaking all over this. But it's and there is an empowerment when you told me that, when I could think about that, where I'm just like.
But it hurt a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of bummed me out, to be honest. I'm like, it's funny because there's a part of me in my brain where I was like, she doesn't know that yeah. I'm going to get it off her. I'm like, yeah, but I'm a little different. I'm going to get it off
her. Special.
Honestly. I was like, I might be a little different. But it does, you move different if you don't think anyone is going to save you.
Yeah.
And you move different if you're not following anyone else's path.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.